Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? We are live at the Cape Fire Agra International. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn will be joining us momentarily. We're going to talk with more of the folks from the Agra International, including one of the fine sponsors, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Are going to be here today. Looking forward to that. Aaron Tippin wants to get us going. You up for that, Kev?
Kev?
Todd?
What's my name again?
Todd, Kevin.
He's looking at me and calling me Kevin.
Well, I was listening to you, Kevin, and I'm looking at you.
Oh,
about that?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly right.
Both of us, all right.
Yeah. Does that work for you?
It works.
All right. Aaron,
let's do it.
Get us fired up here. Let's go.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. In an extraordinary place.
Where do you think that is he's talking about? Canada, maybe?
With stars and stripes.
Yeah, the stars and stripes there.
And the eagle flies.
They're the maple leaf. We have the stars and stripes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Live at the Cape Fire Agra International. Todd and I are right there on camera. If you're watching the show, you can see us live at the KFAR Agri International. Smile, Todd. Smile pretty, Todd. Come on.
I can only smile as me.
I'm smiling as well, so we're smiling here. You notice I have kind of the grandpa look here with the glasses
down
on my
nose? That?
Yeah.
What's with that?
I thought one
of those elite people that...
I thought it was a little more...
I put my glasses down here
so I can
look like I'm one of the elites.
A little more distinguished. I guess.
A little more extinguished?
Yeah. Distinguished. Extinguished.
You kids, get off my lawn!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly right.
What's with that?
If you're heading for the KFIRE Agra International today, you have a lot of great time in front of you and talking to some of the best of literally about everything you could imagine of everything you need. I mean, there's wants and there's needs. These are needs, Todd.
Yeah, there's 150 vendors of needs.
Yes, here, so. Exactly right. And there's also great information that's happening. Our friends at Pipers have a land value and trend auction, room 103 at 11 today. There's financial and estate planning from Freedom Financial Group at 10, 11, and 1 at 102, and it goes till 5 today. So come by and see us. KFIRE Agra International. Today we're going to talk with the folks from Custom Grain and Seed here in a moment. As I mentioned, we're also going to talk with the folks from Farm Credit Services, another one of the fine sponsors here, and also the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Dennis Haugen's going to be here talking a little bit about what's happening in wind globally, Todd. What are the trends out there?
Well, that blows.
Yeah. Pretty good there. Yeah, I see what you did there. I was hunkered away at KFIRE 550 yesterday doing an interview with the 45th President of the United States.
Whoa!
Yeah, and I have a few excerpts of that today we'll play for you on the program. He's not real happy about this Durham investigation. And I asked him a question. I said, is there any possibility Hillary Clinton didn't know about this espionage?
Yeah.
Does it go all the way to her?
Probably.
Remember when they would chant, lock her up at the rallies?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking this makes sense now.
Should have happened.
That's no longer hyperbole. We have...
We can still lock her up.
We have a federal investigation into this. You know, I just continue to be I don't know what the word is, but sort of like you almost have to pinch yourself to say everything they accused Trump of, they did.
Yeah.
It's true. Unbelievable.
Typical deflection. I mean, that's how deflection works.
Oh, my gosh. It's just staggering.
Yeah.
And you could be forgiven if you haven't followed this chapter and verse, because guess what? Nobody is covering it. You got to tune into What's on Your Mind to find out what's going on. President did give credit to, Fox and Newsmax for doing a pretty good job, but
okay.
The people that breathlessly accused him of everything, the Washington Post, the New York Times, all the alphabet soup of networks, which the president names, silent on this.
You're not that surprised, are you?
And our own Senator Kevin Cramer took them to task yesterday.
Good.
I've got a couple of quotes that are just rich from him that we'll share as well. Drew Wrigley, the new attorney general, is going to join us. We're going to talk with him a little bit about the governor's State of the State address today and being new to this position. You know, he was U.S. attorney under President Bush and also under President Trump. Obviously he's a lawyer. He's dealt with, many, many serious issues and cases where there's no really easy, well, there's a winner and there's a loser, there's black, there's white. That isn't the case when you're attorney general, right?
Right.
So he's in that office now. We'll talk with him a little bit about that as well. So we have a lot to do today. Tease you with the interview clips from yesterday's interview with President Trump. So you'll have to wait for the full interview until Friday and the talk radio town hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. Exactly right.
Put it on your planner now.
Exactly
you're
right.
You don't want to be anywhere else.
Where's our friends from Custom Grain and Seed? Are they here yet? Jimbo's over
on
Wrangler.
Their way.
I see some kids from FFA.
Yeah.
You know who I know they're from FFA?
This is the coach said, for one thing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That brings me back to my high school years.
Really?
Montevideo, Minnesota. That was a big deal, FFA. It always is in rural communities.
Mm.
And it's the fabric of everything. I don't know why
it is. For some reason, we didn't have one of those in Minneapolis.
I know. You just think your food comes from the supermarket.
Right.
Yeah.
We had biker gangs in the back of ours. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't have a biker gang on mine.
Warms my heart. You do not. We're being waved at. How about that? I think it's
They're
somebody
not
that wants.
Biker gangs, by the way, Todd. It's motorcycle clubs now.
Clean it up, Todd. Yeah. Clean
dude,
it up.
Dude, not the ones in my hood.
Biker
the ones in my hood were definitely
anymore.
Gangs.
You know, what?
The ones around here are clubs, yes.
But I'm being dead sincere. That says North Dakota FFA out of Mandan, okay? These kids are from Mandan. They're here for the egg and the classroom things that happen.
Yes.
Right here at the Egg International.
And they know food does not come from a box or a store.
Thank you. And I don't see those jackets.
A vending machine or.
I don't see those jackets in Fargo.
Why is that?
Because they think their food comes from a supermarket. They don't get it. These are future farmers of America that are the fabric of everything that makes this state great.
I'll stay in Bismarck.
I hear you. I mean, you see a lot more of those Castleton West than you do Castleton
East. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. What's wrong with this picture?
That's the way it should be. Warms my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Is this our guy on the other side of the pole?
I don't know. I just keep saying Custom Grain and Seed, Custom Grain and Seed. And then if they look over, then I know it's them. But
maybe not. Okay. I can't read his hat.
Where's Jimbo? Jimbo's supposed to be.
I know.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Oh, he's looking for his cell phone because he can't find his cell phone this
morning. He can't find his cell phone.
When was the last time you lost your cell phone? I mean, that's a naked feeling there.
It
yesterday.
Is. It's happened.
Yesterday.
Did you lose yours, Kev? As long as we're embarrassing ourselves
with
stories.
I don't know where it is right now. I'm trying to find it.
So I, last night, had to go pick something up. Actually, I was making copies. So I found an Office Max here in Bismarck, or I forget, Office Depot, whatever they call them.
Well, it's the same company now.
Okay, is it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I go over there and I make some copies of an encyclopedia. And it was an encyclopedia that our friend Fred from Wayne got
them.
And it was really interesting. It was an encyclopedia from the 60s, and it had a level of information that you don't see in the little pocket constitutions about all the amendments and why the amendments happened and all the history. But he also brought me C. So U for U.S. and C for what? Canada. And went through the Constitution of Canada, which is really whatever the king says. Yep. I mean, that's the history there. So a guy like Justin...
Yeah, you answer to the crown.
Right. So Justin Trudeau, as prime minister, he can go say, sorry, there's martial law because there's quote-unquote illegal activity happening when there's no illegal activity. I mean... This should be an awakening.
If he decides it's illegal, it's illegal.
So
ask him.
It was so rich, and Fred, dear sweet Fred, brought down the encyclopedia. So I want to take the time to actually take a photo of it.
Do you remember to take your eggs, by the way?
I did. I have my eggs, and he brought more stuff for you, too.
Really?
Yes, he has a little calendar from the Church and Wing.
Okay.
And also a DVD. A DVD of all kinds of episodes about things that we now go, yeah, we know this about COVID, but we're known on day one. Incredible history. I am on my way to a dinner meeting, and I'm kind of flustered coming of Office Depot. I'm a Fargo guy. I don't exactly know 9th Street, 7th Street, one way this way, one way that way.
Did you go the wrong way down 7th or 9th?
I went the wrong way down 9th. So... I quickly realize I'm going the wrong way down 9.
You know, we put signs on those streets and everything. I mean, I don't know what to do for you.
I turn into ID, right? I mean, yep. I did it really quick. I was coming off like H.A. Thompson & Sons there,
yep.
And I turned really quick. So it was really quick, right?
Okay.
That's funny. Someone in law enforcement
saw
lights on. In the parking lot of ID, the whole deal. I fortunately was able to plead, I'm Fargo guy, and they said, if you're from Fargo, we understand you're dumb, and go on your way. We're going to forgive you for not knowing 9th Street.
Do we have reciprocity so Bismarck people can play the dumb card in Fargo, too?
Faces north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put signs on those and everything.
Faces south. Where I was coming out of, but I don't know who designed, like, the frontage road and the whole expressway and the 9th and 7th thing, but I think they were drunk. Either that or it was the Three Stooges, because I was so dang confused, and I know this.
Spoken like a Fargo guy.
I've been in Bismarck enough I knew this, but...
As to say.
I was a little embarrassed. Anyway, so...
So you just flunked the driver's ed test, and...
Jimbo lost his cell phone, Kevin lost his cell phone, and I forgot.
You lost your mind, yeah.
9th Street is one way facing north. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, folks. That was me.
Well, we'll talk to the mayor and see if we can make those signs really big and highlight them. And
right. North Dakota's Attorney General.
Flashing arrow for the one way.
Drew Wrigley when we come back at the K-Fire. Agra International, don't go away.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. And join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, we're back at What's on Your Mind, live at the K-Fire Agra International. Big question for you. What should happen to Hillary Clinton? Based on what we know, what, I mean, in all seriousness, what should happen? President Trump's going to answer that question before the end of the day. I'd like you to as well. We're brought to you by our friends at Putlitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I have a pre-owned 2017 Sierra 1500 SLT on the lot right now, waiting for you at the Valley City location at Putlitz, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. This is a GMC. $99,725 on it. Has the Ecotec 3 5.3 liter V8, tons of power. Exterior is pepper dust metallic. That's a tannish brown. And the Coca Dune interior, like a light tan, with the dark tan accents. Tons of great features on it. Has the backup camera, the heated seats, the parking sensors, and plenty more. And, of course, Puckler specializes in those single-owner vehicles. This thing was $37,000. Today and today, only $35,000, $2,000 off if you tell them you heard it right here on What's on Your Mind. Just tell them Scott sent you to Puckler, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I get a lot of honks in the Trail Boss. The honks are out there. They're giving me the thumbs up. They're saying, hey, that's a pretty cool What's on Your Farm, What's on Your Ranch.
If you drive the wrong way down a one-way, you will get a lot of honks.
You're never going to let me live that down now, are you?
Nope.
And one of your texters said, what should happen to me for that?
Taser, taser, taser.
Oh, my gosh. Our friends from Custom Grain and Seed are here, your trusted seed advisors. Busy morning already for you, I understand, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy so far. So last night, have you guys been to that Japanese restaurant yet?
Japanese restaurant? What's it called?
I can't remember the name, but it was really good.
Is that right?
No.
So just called it that Japanese restaurant.
Right.
Nara. Yeah, it was Nara.
Nara. No, I've not.
I've not.
Was that the buzz of the folks out there on the floor? Go to Nara and you'll love it?
You know, I don't know, but we just came up with that idea last night.
And what'd you have?
Some ramen dish.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm not much for the international cuisine, so I don't know. I got to get out of my my comfort zone.
It's not a burger you can't have.
Yeah. I was at Famous Dave's last night for beef.
The sake wasn't bad either.
It's what's for dinner, beef. I'm a beef guy. And I'm guessing you're probably more beef guy than you normally would be ramen noodle anyway, right?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to endear you to your customers there, you know?
Right.
Yeah. What are they talking about here? What are you, you know, I know it's a time when we're looking at drought again here, potentially. Not enough moisture out there, at least as of yet. You got growers that are concerned. What are they talking about?
You know, they're optimistic. We did have some nice rain in the fall, so and we did get some snow here, but I think everybody's just putting their best foot forward and thinking that's going to be a decent year. So hopefully we get some rains here in March and April, and we can really get rolling here in the spring on a good foot.
That's good. What are you recommending? If you had to say, you know what, drought resistant, we saw some good things last year, lean into this, and you have a good insurance policy from a drier year again, what would you say?
Well, you know, we got some good hybrids of corn that have fairly good drought tolerance to them. There's some soybean varieties also. Just talk to us, our seed advisors at our booth. We can advise you in the direction to go. We do have, like I said, some different products there that may help in those situations. But yeah.
Anything else you want to tell us today?
You know, we got some show specials as well, so if you, like I said, stop by our booth and visit with us, and we'll give you some direction and tell you about our show specials.
Thank you for being a sponsor of the K-Fire Agri International.
Hey, thanks. Proud to be here.
Much appreciated. We love chatting with the sponsors, and going to talk next hour with North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions as well. I just mentioned Puckletts. They're a fine sponsor here. Dakota Community Bank and Trust, the signature sponsor, Touchstone, and Runnings. Your home, farm, and outdoor store, and the kind of place that I could spend weeks in.
Yeah.
You know, not just running errand, honey. I'll be back in a week. I'm going to Runnings. You know what I'm saying?
Best part is that's on a two-way, so you can handle the drive.
Exactly right. Exactly right. He's never going to let me live that down, ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
Yep. You won't see it in the mainstream media because the mainstream media all wants Hillary to be president. Do you think they do? I know they don't want Donald Trump to be president, but I'm not so sure they think Hillary wouldn't be...
Only in America can you fall from grace and become a darling all over again, I guess.
Yeah. Somebody else here says nothing, and then capital N-O-T-H-I-N-G, that's nothing again.
Nothing.
Will happen to Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Teflon woman.
Slick Willie. Boy, she was his handler for how long?
True.
Another listener says the correct answer for the officer that pulled you over was, but officer, I was only going one way. See, I could have. Should have thought of that.
That's a great comeback.
Yeah. So should have thought of
that one for next time.
258-0550 is our telephone number. Text us 701-237-1590. Texter says, the better question, Scott, is what would happen to you or I if we got caught hacking into the White House? She should be locked up along with her whole clan. I think here's something that is very, very telling. We know what Hillary Clinton and her henchmen did because of the Durham investigation.
Yeah.
And this guy's been methodical. He's not rushed this. He's not done it when we all really wanted to know before the 2020 election. But he is being what a true law enforcement person is, true to the mission of just the facts. Get to the facts. Don't rush it. Don't do anything else. Do you think the fact that we know this, Todd and Kevin, is a very good example of how God has a very good sense of humor? Because these people normally would get by with this crap, and they're not getting by with it.
No.
Everything they've thrown at Donald Trump has come back in their face. And I just see a level of sunshine that is happening on wrongdoing and lawlessness that leads me to believe that Donald Trump has a sense of humor. I'm sorry, that God has a sense of humor. Because, well, Donald Trump
does,
too.
Funny you mix those two up.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Doesn't it? Doesn't
wow.
It? Unbelievable.
You might have to answer that one when you hit the gates there.
Yeah.
Did you actually mix me up with Donald Trump?
Another texter says, well, even though nothing will happen to Hillary Clinton, what should happen to that crooked she-devil is she should be forced to listen to her own hideous cackle on a loop 24 hours a day for the rest of her life.
Nice.
There is that. There is that. I hope you're paying attention, because the mainstream media is not.
Clearly.
It's dripping out there. I did see an NBC report quoting Senator Kevin Cramer saying more should be reported on about this. Where's the fake news about all of this report? They're doing it. I saw something, too, from, what is it again? The BaradaExpressNews.com. I don't even know what that is. Do you?
Wow, no.
It's spelled B-H-A-R-A-T, the Bharat Express News. And it quotes a number of senators here and some House members. Here's what Kevin Cramer said. It's a lie. They like to call other things lies, but I'm also not surprised that the networks weren't very interested in the story because, of course, it makes Democrats look bad. Hillary Clinton hurts, a look they deserved, either said in passing. But he joined fellow... There's the cackle, ladies and gentlemen. He joined the fellow Republicans in voicing concerns, telling reporters he was not stunned by the mounting evidence that the campaign not only spied on his opponents in the presidential campaign, but the President of the United States. And called it what it is. A lie. A lie.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition, nostalgia, too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainians celebrate a day of unity, Kyiv appears to blame Russia for a cyber attack on their infrastructure Tuesday. The defense minister in Russia published a video to demonstrate it was returning some troops to base after live fire exercises. It should be noted no numbers or base names were offered in the video release. San Francisco, California residents recalled three Democrat members of the city's school board Tuesday for what critics called misplaced priorities in putting progressive politics over the needs of children during the pandemic. Ann Hsu on KRON San Francisco.
They are putting politics over education. They're harming our children, and we can't wait to kick them out.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the recall in a special election, according to votes by the San Francisco Department of Elections. Vice President Kamala Harris will swear in Cynthia Tellis as ambassador to Costa Rica later on today. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You happy with that? You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Back on What's On Your Mind. What's on your mind? Not sure there's much left of mind, but what's on your mind? Live from the Cape Fire Agri International today with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinn and Kevin Flynn manning the controls back at Fargo. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs or lasagna on special today, guys. Valley City, exit 292, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Scott, I'm not going to be in Valley City today. How about West Fargo? Swedish meatballs there.
Ooh,
right next to Bonanzaville on West Main Avenue in West Fargo. Or mac and cheese. They tell me you have to go early to the West Fargo location. Like, if you go there 12:30, 1-ish, the good stuff's gone. Yeah, and they actually kind of get in line about 11:30.
The early bird and the worm and all that?
Yeah. Lasagna, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, and Tater Tot Hot Dish in Euland. Just a couple of the PetroServe USA home cooking grab-and-go convenience specials today. Today at PetroServe USA. North Dakota's new Attorney General, Drew Wrigley, appointed to fill out the term of Wayne Stanjum, who tragically passed away recently. There was a very nice tribute to Wayne Stanjum by Senator John Hoeven and Senator Kevin Cramer on the Senate floor yesterday.
Very nice.
Isn't that nice? That is.
Very nice.
And kudos to UND. The President, Andy Armacost, and the whole UND family hosted Beth and Andrew Stanjum this past weekend at the hockey game and gave Wayne's number, Wayne's law enforcement number is five.
Yep.
On the back of a UND jersey.
Oh, very cool.
Isn't that nice?
How classy. Nice touch.
It's on our Facebook page. Check it out. I'm going to once again in English explain to you what Kevin Cramer was saying to this news organization we've never heard of before. I guess, you know, if ABC, NBC, CBS, MSDNC, as President Trump calls them, are not going to report on this stuff.
That's funny.
I guess these other organizations do. And this is TBEN for short. I don't even know what TBEN is. But they at least wrote a story.
The Big Evil Network?
It's the Bharat Express News. And I don't know if I'm saying that right. The B-H-A-R-A-T, okay? Quoting a number of Republicans concerned over the Durham allegations. And this is where Republicans need to be better.
Okay.
Concerned? Are you kidding me? This is the most they can do. They're concerned.
Concerned.
Todd. Yeah. Kevin, they're concerned.
Oh,
don't you know?
Well, with our concern, we're going to formulate a committee and we'll come up with some findings and then we'll have maybe an investigation.
Yeah.
But not just a committee, a blue ribbon committee.
There you go.
So, thankfully, Senator Rick Scott and Senator Kevin Cramer are a little more than concerned. Because what Kevin Cramer told reporters is he was not stunned by the mounting evidence that the Clinton campaign not only spied on their opponent, that'd be Donald Trump, in the presidential campaign, but tried to incorporate technological evidence, this is Kevin's words, to prove a narrative that turned out to be false. A lie. Rarely referenced by the networks. It's a lie, said Kevin Cramer. They like to call other things lies. Why not call this a lie? He went on to say, I'm not surprised the networks weren't very interested in the story because it makes Democrats look bad. It hurts Hillary Clinton. A look they deserved. Cramer said he thinks it's time to at least give equal time to the scandal that is the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and Russian collusion lie about Donald Trump and turn to the truth of collusion. Russian collusion with Hillary Clinton. I asked the President of the United States yesterday in our interview you're going to hear in its entirety Friday in the Talk Radio Town Hall, Senator Kevin Cramer and I interviewing the 45th President of the United States, and I asked the President that very question. Hey, Kevin's a little busy today schooling up the mainstream media on this, Mr. President. What do you think of that?
Well, it's very incredible because, as you know, when you had the financial scandals of the Biden family, and you don't want to hurt people, but when you had these horrible scandals, the press didn't report on them. It's hard to have a scandal when they don't report. And they say it made a 10 to a 15 point difference. I don't think it would have mattered because I think they would have found the votes anyway, just like they did the last time. I got 12 million more votes than I got the first time. And I was told if you get the same, if you get 63 million votes, you're going to be an easy winner. I got 12 million more votes, more than any other president, sitting president, has gotten by a lot. But no, I think you have to say that the press is becoming, it's almost, this is the beginning of communism. This is what happened in many other countries. You know, if you go to certain countries that have gone the way we're heading, that people will tell you this is exactly what happened. I had a woman come up to me and say, and she was crying. She was saying, this is exactly what happened in her country. And she told me the country. I won't bother with that. But this is exactly what happened. You look at Venezuela, you know, it was thriving 20 years ago, and all of a sudden this kind of stuff happened, and plenty of other countries that we can talk about. But the press has been silenced. They don't talk unless it's they fabricate stories. They don't talk. Actually, the not talking in many ways is worse than fabricating stories. But they're totally corrupt. And, you know, they got very upset when I call them, and they get upset. I call them. They don't get that upset anymore because they know it's true. But I call them the enemy of the people. And they're really the enemy of the people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I want to ask. You go ahead and play the rest of that.
We actually have a tradition here where Senator Cramer, I think the only U.S. senator out of all 100, gets on the radio every week, does a talk radio town hall, takes questions for our listeners, and we told our listeners that you were going to be on today, and there are many questions flooded in. The latest about the situation up in Canada with the Freedom Convoy. Let's hear the question from Brooke for President Trump. Go ahead and roll that.
Question for President Trump. Thank God for the freedom fighters and the truckers. And President Trump, we need to see prosecutions. We need to see laws upheld. We need to see an end to this lawlessness that's been increasingly stepping on the necks of Americans and citizens worldwide. We're tired of it.
What can be done about that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And when I look at what's going on up there, that's another bad step. And I heard Trudeau, who, as you know, is not too happy with the USMCA trade deal that we made. He'd like to see that renegotiated. So he's not so happy with me because he had NAFTA. And as your senator who's in the room with you, who's a great guy and doing a great job for the state and for the country. But as he will tell you that, you know, the NAFTA was one of the worst trade deals ever. We made this, the USMCA, unbelievable. And Canada and Mexico would like to renegotiate it. I hope they don't do that. But we made a great deal, and it's very important. But I heard his rhetoric before, and that's a very scary rhetoric from the standpoint if you're a Canadian citizen or even an American citizen, because, you know, there are plenty of Americans up there also as this is happening. But I think you both know there's great anger in our country right now, anger like I've never seen before, between elections and open borders and the worst, most embarrassing pullout in Afghanistan. Nobody's ever seen where we leave back, where we have death to our soldiers and we leave people behind, and we left $85 billion, not even believable, $85 billion worth of equipment behind, and it looked like we surrendered. And one of the problems you have with Russia and China, you'll see that soon too, but, and of course you have to say North Korea and you have to say Iran, but one of the problems we have is a lot of people were watching Afghanistan, and they watch our borders all the time, and they say this is a country that has no control. We went from the strongest borders we've ever had to the weakest borders we've ever had, all in a period of a year. And that includes drugs pouring in and human trafficking of women, mostly women coming in, and coming in and going out. It's what's happened to our country. I don't think we've ever had a fall so fast, and I definitely don't think the country has ever been in a position where they feel so low. Our country has lost its confidence.
45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump there. Hard to argue with any of that. I would, take your pick. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden. You want to give me your best argument against exactly what he said there? Pretty incredible. The entire interview Friday in the Talk Radio Town Hall, way more, including what ought to happen to Hillary Clinton from the 45th president. So, quite an honor, Todd, to have him on What's on Your Mind.
No doubt.
You know?
Good score.
It was, one of those sort of pinch-yourself moments to be talking with President Trump. And getting his take on things that are, kind of a quiet news cycle right now. You got Trudeau declaring martial law in Canada on people who were trying to say, hey, what about my freedom?
And it's all about the crown.
And inventing, Drew's on right now, so let's go to him here. Drew Wrigley, the Attorney General of North Dakota, who was minutes away from joining the crowd. And to hear about downtown of the Fargo Theater, the state of the state from the governor of North Dakota. Drew, thanks for joining us.
Scott, thank you. And I apologize to you and your crew there for being a couple minutes late. We're kind of in the transition here walking in. But anyway, thank you for the opportunity to get on. It was actually the first opportunity I've had to do an interview. So good to be with you.
Well, your days into the position as Attorney General, also a candidate for Attorney General on the November ballot, just bring us inside your thoughts. What's on your mind in these early days?
Well, you know, we I know the public understands this. We continue to mourn our friend Wayne Stengem, who we've still dealing with that tragic loss. But the work of the Attorney General's office has to move forward, and it's a privilege. I'm very grateful to the governor for the faith that he's placed in me in appointing me as the 30th Attorney General of North Dakota. And I'm just spending my time, getting up to speed on things. There's no ramp up on these matters. There are matters in play, very important matters pending before the Industrial Commission and the Land Board and in the office and investigations, and the list goes on and on. A lot of litigation going on behalf of the state of North Dakota. I've had a similar experience twice being appointed and confirmed as the United States Attorney and rapidly moving into that those positions as well. And so I'm spending my days and evenings doing that, getting immersed immediately into the work of the office so they can move forward seamlessly. Represent the interests of the great state of North Dakota. And it's a privilege, and I feel honored every day as I walk into the Capitol, and I'm surrounded by tremendous, hardworking people, and that's my pledge to people, just my every effort that I can possibly put forward, humanly put forward, on behalf of the people of North Dakota. That's what they're going to get.
Only a few seconds left. I know you've got to get in for the state of the state. We'll have you back to talk more at length. But what would you say the state of the state is? What do you expect to hear from the governor today?
Well, I'm anxious to hear his address. I think, obviously, we've got a lot of challenges. We're still emerging from the pandemic, getting back to the work of the people. But obviously, we've got federal overreach issues that we're litigating. I'm going to be out at the Supreme Court at the end of the United States at the end of this month on a very important matter for North Dakota. And we continue to right-size that relationship between the federal and state government and back here in North Dakota. We are working hard on law and order issues and a host of matters that are pending on behalf of people.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation,
There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Fire Agra International Bismarck Event Center goes till 5 today. My friends from Pipers are giving out a great little seminar here in a little bit. That'll happen at 11 this morning on land values and trends. They always do a great job, so check them out, room 103. They're also on the floor. Financial and estate planning from the Freedom Financial Group starts at 10 here in a few minutes, also again at 11 and 1. And thanks to the big sponsors for the K-Fire Agra International, Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, Dakota Community Bank and Trust, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy Custom Grain and Seed, Farm Credit Services of Mandan and Runnings, your home, farm, and outdoor store. We're brought to you on What's on Your Mind today by MyPillow. You know what? Some great deals right now. 60% off the sheets. I thought half off was a good deal, Todd. They're going to 60% off now, for crying out loud.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, and you click on the Radio Listener Square to get all these deals. Sheets as low as $39.99. And they're not just sheets like, you know, you go to the big box store and get sheets. These are Giza Cotton Dream Sheets in a million colors. And the best part I love about them, I hate putting on sheets. I'll just admit that to you.
Especially the fitted sheets.
Yeah, do you do it or does Kerry do it?
Both.
Yeah, and I try and lay the sheets when they're out of the dryer on the edge of the bed, kind of like hint, hint, dear. But she gets.
Now we got to do teamwork, or one corner fall, you know, the opposite corner comes off, and
she gets the giggles from me, you know, trying to. But guess what? With the Giza Dream Sheets, all that went away because the pockets are huge.
Nice.
They're huge, so it's like perfect. So, just another reason to pick up some all the colors, all the styles, all the sizes. They got them for you, and also. Slippers are half off right now. So all of these deals at MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square. You can also find them at MyStore.com. Use the promo code Scott at all these places for the good deals. And FrankSpeech.com. Talk about your best antidote against fake news. FrankSpeech.com. Great interviews every night. Promo code Scott at all of those, or call this number, 800-506-9028. And for a limited time, free book goes in your cart with any purchase. Mike Lindell's autobiography.
Kind of like when you come to the Agri International, a free Scott Hennen book goes in your
cart. We do have them here for you, and I'll happily sign them for you, too. Kev, can we do one more little tease on Donald Trump? Are you okay with that?
I mean, absolutely.
The whole interview is going to be on Friday. But I asked the president whether there was any doubt that he thinks Hillary Clinton actually knew about this. Here's what he said.
Well, I personally don't. I think that she had to. They were her people, her party, her people. And at the highest level, not only she knew about it, others knew about it at a very similar level and a higher level. So I think there's no doubt about that. I don't think you have very much of a doubt about that either. And I can tell you, I was in the White House, and I knew what was going on, and they knew what was going on, and Hillary certainly knew what was going on.
Do you remember when he used the term wiretap and they flipped out?
Yep.
They flipped out like, like the wiretapping? What are you talking about? He was tipped to this. That's why he just said, I knew about it. And again, Washington Post, New York Times, supposed, ladies and gentlemen, supposed credible news sources. I think the greatest gift Donald Trump gave us as America is to expose how corrupt corporate media is.
Exactly.
I really do.
Yep,
I really do.
No doubt. And D.C.
Yeah, just how corrupt it is. And this is bringing it all home. Chris is somewhere in Minnesota, wants to weigh in. Where are you calling from in Minnesota, Chris? We'd love to know what town you're calling from.
It's called Strangquist. It's in northwest Minnesota.
Well, good to hear from you. Very much. I love that part of the Minnesota world. Roseau, lots of friends over the years. My buddy Dean Blaze, great hockey community up there in Roseau. The Marvin family and the world, you're not too far away there. Anyway.
Sorry the Moorhead Spud girls beat you guys yesterday to go to the title game in the section, though.
Listen to him spike the football there, Chris. I apologize for Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Well, about 6-7 months ago, didn't Durham, indict, Clapper and Brennan and all them guys for lying to the FBI?
I don't believe he indicted them.
Yeah, I don't think they were indicted.
There was some deal that came out where these guys were caught lying to the FBI, and it was in the Durham report. Some names come up. Nothing happened with them.
Well, but here's what's going on. It's the same thing on this investigation. All of this is informing the report, okay? This is all part of an investigation. The indictments haven't come out yet. The Durham shoe hasn't dropped yet, but it doesn't mean it's not going to happen, because we now know all of this is in the investigation and has been part of his effort. This is all justice is yet to be served here, Chris.
Right, and is it going to be served? That's my question. I mean, or is it going to be forgotten about? Do they have the option to just poo-poo it and say, nope, we're not going to do nothing? Is it mandatory that they bring them to court trial and stuff?
Well, it's a good question. When is justice going to be served? What is the timeline here? I think, again, like I said earlier, I believe the Durham investigation, many people politically, Lindsey Graham told us on this program, just wait, this is going to come out. It's like, oh, how long do we have to wait here for crying out loud? And a lot of people wanted it before the November 2020 election. But I believe Durham is doing this by the letter of the law and assembling a ridiculous amount of evidence. And that's why I don't think it's too far-fetched to say Hillary Clinton did know about it, as Donald Trump just told us, and that there will be an indictment not only of them, but of her. That's my... Come on now. You can't cackle your way out of this, lady.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.